课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 25, Diet and Treatment. Unit 1, About High Blood Pressure, Hypertension. Basic Expressions.
Is he taking any medication?
Do you know what caused this problem?
Is family history a major factor in your father's case?
I've got high blood pressure.
He prescribed me pills to lower my blood pressure.
The medicine does work.
The most common reasons for hypertension are being overweight and inactive.
How do the results of my physical examination look?
You are in excellent health.
What do you suggest? Dialogues. Conversation 1. High blood pressure. Causes and symptoms.Nathan and Orlando are talking about the causes and symptoms of high blood pressure.
Nathan, how's your father? How is his blood pressure?
Thanks for asking, Orlando. He feels a little bit better, but his blood pressure is still high.
Is he taking any medication?
Yes, he takes pills every day.
Do you know what caused this problem?
Well, we don't know exactly.But according to his doctor, in 95% of cases, the exact cause of high blood pressure is unknown. Most often, people with high blood pressure have no symptoms. This is why it's called the silent killer.
Then how did your father know he had this problem?
First, he felt a dull ache in the back of his head. Then, he began experiencing headaches and dizziness.So he went to his doctor for a physical exam. The medical exam discovered his high blood pressure problem.
Do you know anything about the causes of high blood pressure?
I know some. Research shows that lifestyle, environment, and a family history of the condition all play a role in causing this medical condition.
Is family history a major factor in your father's case?
Sort of. If someone in my family had the condition, there's a 20% increase in the chance of other family members developing high blood pressure. If both of my father's parents are affected by the condition, his chance of having it increases by 30%. And there's another factor that can't be controlled.
What's that?
Age. The risk of developing high blood pressure increases with age.If you are over 65, there's about a 50% chance that you have hypertension.
Conversation 2. High blood pressure, causes and symptoms, continued.
And I was told that high blood pressure could be linked to other medical problems.
Yes. Some other medical conditions may increase a person's blood pressure. These can include kidney disease,hormonal disorders, a previous stroke, a previous heart attack, etc.
How about diabetes and obesity?
Diabetes and obesity can definitely increase the risk of developing high blood pressure. And alcohol, smoking, stress, an inactive lifestyle, and low potassium intake can also increase the risk of developing high blood pressure.
How can low potassium intake increase the risk of developing high blood pressure?
Potassium is a necessary mineral in cells.
It helps to balance the sodium concentration in cells. Wow, you really know a lot about high blood pressure.
Thanks, I am still learning. I need to learn all I can about this problem to help my father.
Conversation 3.High blood pressure, causes and ways to control it. Two friends are talking about high blood pressure. They're mainly talking about what causes high blood pressure and ways to control it.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you these days?
Oh, not so good.
What's your problem?
I've got high blood pressure.
How high is it?
When I stopped taking my medication... It's about 170 over 140.
Have you seen your doctor?
Yes, he prescribed me pills to lower my blood pressure. The medicine does work, but I don't want to rely on these pills for the rest of my life.
I know. These pills can cause other physical problems if you take them for too long. You can't rely on medicine alone. You should find the causes of this problem and then find ways to cure the problem.
I really don't know exactly what causes this problem.
How about your family history?
No person in my family has had this problem. I'm the first person in my family to have high blood pressure.
How about searching the internet for ideas? Do you use the internet often?
Oh yeah, I use it all the time.
You should go to Healthcare Center website to get some information about what causes this problem and search for ways to control it. I'm sure you can get some excellent ideas from this site.
Really? Have you ever used this site to do research about the healthcare?
Yes, very often. I've got a lot of useful results, including information about high blood pressure.
Conversation 4. High blood pressure. Causes and ways to control it. Continued. So, you know what causes high blood pressure?
Well, I know some of the causes of hypertension. I am not an expert. The most common reasons are being overweight and inactive. But there are some other surprising troublemakers that can cause high blood pressure.
What are they?
Taking pain relief medicine, such as ibuprofen, too many alcohol drinks, not enough sleep, too much stress, eating too much salt, drinking too much soda with caffeine, and loud noises, etc.
Are there any ways to cure high blood pressure?
Well, there are ways to control it. Drinking 3 cups of tea a day can lower high blood pressure. Actually, I've already told you several ways to lower high blood pressure.
Yes, you have. First, just avoid the causes of high blood pressure. For instance, don't take painkiller medication often. Don't drink alcohol. Get enough sleep, etc.
Right. Also, chatting with friends for a few minutes every day, snacking on soy, or eating just half cup of any nuts daily can lower blood pressure. Even taking a nap for a few minutes every day can trim 5 points off your blood pressure.
By the way, how about coffee?
Coffee has no impact on high blood pressure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 5. High blood pressure prevention. Mr. Smith is talking to his doctor during a routine physical examination.
Well, doctor, how do the results of my physical examination look?
Overall, Mr. Smith, you are in excellent health. I do have one small concern, though.
Really? What is that?
You are nearly 50 years old now, and I notice that your blood pressure is just a little higher than it should be. It is very common for people to experience an increase in blood pressure as they grow older. I think you should consider a few minor changes in your lifestyle to prevent this problem from getting worse.
Okay, what do you suggest?
First, you have gained about 5 pounds since your last visit to my office. Since increasing weight can lead to hypertension, I think you should consider beginning a diet that will allow you to get back to your earlier weight. Cut out late-night snacks and reduce the amount of red meat and sweet desserts you eat. Try to eat a salad or fruit for lunch every day.
Very well, doctor. I have noticed that my clothes don't fit as well as they should. I'll start watching what I eat and begin monitoring my weight a little more closely.
That is a good start, but you need to do a little more.
What else?
Exercise. Begin participating in physical activities that you enjoy. Try walking 3 miles at least 4 times a week. Buy a bicycle and go riding. or try going to the local pool for a regular swim. Do any activity you want, but do it regularly. This is a key to both losing weight and keeping your blood pressure under control.
I will begin exercising right away, doctor.
Excellent. The sooner you start, the better. By watching what you eat and exercising regularly, your blood pressure will soon return to normal, and you will not have to take medication.
That's great news. Thank you so much.
No problem. Unit 2. About losing weight and diabetes. Basic expressions.
It looks like you have gained a little weight.
I gained 30 pounds.
Being overweight really bothers me.
I hope these ideas will work for me.
Did you find anything interesting?
Maintaining a healthy weight and healthy diet can reduce the risk of diabetes.
Healthy diets are high in fiber and low in fat.
These symptoms are very alarming indeed.
I will do whatever I have to do to regain my health, doctor.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. 10 ways to lose weight. Hi, Andre. I hope you won't mind my saying this, but it looks like you have gained a little weight.
Yes, I know. I gained 30 pounds. I hate it. Being overweight really bothers me.
Have you tried to lose weight?
Yes, I did try several ways, but nothing works for me. Do you have any ideas?
You've come to the right person.
I have?
Yes. I'm doing a project with my classmate called the Obesity Diet. I've got at least 10 ways to lose weight.
That's great news to me.
It is great news. But remember that every person is different. I'm not sure whether this diet will work for you or not, but you can try some of these ideas.
I understand. What are some of these weight loss ideas?
All right. Try doing things like go for regular morning and evening walks and practice regular exercises. Lift weights to build muscle and burn calories. Eat diet foods. Skip high-fat and high-calorie foods whenever possible. Eat more vegetables, salads, fruit, and soups. Eat fewer snacks. Eat slowly, especially when you're hungry. This is especially true when you eat chocolates, cookies, chips, and ice cream. This gives your stomach time to feel full. Drink natural fruit juice. It helps reduce weight. Eat 3 sensible meals at regular times each day. Try to include whole grain foods with every meal. Use low-fat milk. Drink at least 2 quarts of water daily.
I hope these ideas will work for me.
Try it. Good luck.
Conversation 2. Causes of diabetes. 2 friends are talking about the causes of diabetes and how diabetes can be avoided. Hi, Beverly. I haven't seen you around lately. What have you been doing after school?
I'm doing some research about the causes of diabetes for my mom.
Did you find anything interesting?
Oh, yes. The causes of diabetes are very well known.
What is the number one factor that causes diabetes?
Weight. Obesity is the single most important risk factor for type 2 diabetes. According to my research, between 80% and 90% of people with diabetes are overweight.
How do you define overweight?
Weighing at least 20% more than the ideal body weight for your height.
What's ideal body weight?
It's hard to define. Ideal weight varies depending on your age, your height, and whether you are male or female. For example, for a 25-year-old woman, 1.60 meters tall, the ideal body weight should be 110 to 118 pounds. For a 50-year-old woman, 1.60 meters tall, the ideal body weight should be 118 to 124 pounds.
I see. What's the second factor?
Age. The risk for type 2 diabetes increases with age.
At what age does diabetes become a concern?
Studies show that half of all people diagnosed with diabetes are over 55.
Conversation 3. Causes of diabetes. Continued. Is diabetes avoidable?
Yes, if you practice a healthy lifestyle.
What do you mean by a healthy lifestyle?
I mean if you do regular exercises, eat healthy food, control your weight, and limit your alcohol consumption, diabetes can be avoided.
But I was told that diabetes could be linked to family history.
Yes, that's another cause of diabetes. But don't worry, genes are only part of the risk for this disease. In other words, although you can't change your family history, you can change your lifestyle habits.
So, living a healthy lifestyle means maintaining a healthy weight and eating a healthy diet. Is that true?
Yes, you're right. Maintaining a healthy weight and healthy diet can reduce the risk of diabetes. In many cases, behavior is at least as important to health as family history.
Is there anything else I should know about a healthy diet?
Healthy diets are high in fiber and low in fat.
Thank you so much for this information. Keep doing your research, and we'll talk about it again the next time we meet.
I will. And remember, practice healthy diet and exercise habits to stay healthy.
Conversation 4. Fighting obesity. Sally is very overweight and is experiencing several alarming health problems. She has gone to her doctor to seek medical help.
Thank you for seeing me on such short notice, doctor.
You are welcome, Sally. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I have been feeling very tired lately, and last night I had a hard time breathing, and I began feeling a pain in my chest. I thought I should come see you right away.
You did the right thing. These symptoms are very alarming indeed. We will run a number of tests on your heart and blood right away.
What do you think the problem is, doctor?
I'm glad you asked, Sally. I think these symptoms are warnings of health problems that are related to your weight.
I know I need to lose a few pounds.
Sally, it is more serious than that. You are nearly 50 pounds overweight for your age and height. Medically, this is considered obese. If you do not change your eating and exercise habits to lose some of this excess weight, more serious problems are going to develop.
What can I do?
Once we have run some tests to make sure that your heart is still healthy, I am going to suggest a major change in diet and a major change in your exercise habits. Most people gain weight simply because they take in more calories when they eat than they burn off when they exercise. If this continues with you, you are risking a number of very serious health problems, including heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and even an increased risk of certain types of cancers. Extra weight also puts much more stress on your joints and muscles. You must lose your excess weight in a healthy, responsible way. This can only be done through diet and exercise.
I will do whatever I have to do to regain my health, doctor.
I'm glad to hear it. We will run some tests to be sure you are healthy enough to begin exercising. Then, I will schedule an appointment for you with a nutritionist who will create a diet for you. I will also call a physical therapist who will set up an exercise program for you. This will take some time, but if you are disciplined and work hard, you will lose the extra pounds. You will be much healthier and happier in the end.
Thank you so much, doctor.
You're welcome.
Unit 3. Stress and relaxation. Basic expressions.
You look pallid and fatigued.
These all sound like symptoms of stress.
Do you know what might be causing these feelings?
What's going on in your life?
The symptoms you described are all typical of stress.
It's easy to say, but it's hard to do.
If you feel stressed from your challenging new job, it is a positive stress.
Negative stress is harmful.
How do you manage harmful stress?
What's a healthy way to manage stress?
Are there any other ways to cope with both positive and negative stress?
Dialogues.
Conversation 1. Talking about stress. Betty and Celia are talking about the symptoms of stress, the risks of stress, and ways to handle stress.
Hi, Betty. What's wrong? You look pallid and fatigued. I'm having trouble sleeping lately. I have been getting headaches, and I feel irritable and anxious. Oh? These all sound like symptoms of stress. Yes, I think so. How long have you had these symptoms? I've felt this way for over a month. Do you know what might be causing these feelings?
I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. Stress is a fact of life. It can come from any life change or unexpected event. Even a happy life event, such as a promotion, can cause stress. One good thing is that you've had this problem only a short time, just 1 month.
This is a good thing?
Oh, yes. If this problem continues over a long period of time, it can increase your risk of health problems, including heart disease, depression, infections, frequent colds, trouble concentrating, and remembering things, etc.
Conversation 2. Talking about stress, continued.
So, what do I do now?
Analyze the stressful situation and cope with it right away.
But I don't know how to deal with this problem.
Everyone responds to stress in his or her own way. There's no right way to handle stress. You need to find out what works for you. But there's one way suitable for everyone to handle stress.
Really? What is it?
Relaxation. It is very helpful for relieving stress for anyone who has this problem.
I agree with you. Can you recommend some ways for me to relax?
Sure. You can race out of the house to start the day without paying any attention to anything. You can talk to your friends. You can listen to your favorite music.
How about taking some pills to heal these symptoms?
Well, only if necessary. There are medications that can help people deal with stress, but they should only be used in extreme cases. I prefer to try natural methods first, like relaxation or exercising.
What kinds of exercises are helpful in reducing stress?
Walking, jogging, stretching, etc.
Thanks for your advice.
My pleasure.
Conversation 3. Stress is not always bad. What's going on in your life?
Oh, a lot of things are happening right now. I have too much stress.
Really? Do you have symptoms of stress?
I don't know exactly, but I have trouble sleeping, I feel anxiety, and I get headaches.
How about your blood pressure?
It's a little bit higher than usual.
Oh, you must be careful. You might have stress.
How do you know?
The symptoms you described are all typical of stress.
What are the symptoms of stress?
They are anxiety, trouble sleeping, insomnia, high blood pressure, back pain, shortness of breath, stiff neck, fatigue, headaches, depression, weight gain or loss, problems with relationships, etc.
What can I do to manage my stress?
One important thing is to avoid the situation that leads to your stress.
It's easy to say, but it's hard to do.
I know. If you can't avoid everything that leads to your stress, can you try to find some positive things that cause your stress?
The positives? You mean stress positives?
Yes.
Oh my, I've never thought about stress this way before.
You should. For instance, you have two jobs, and you're taking two courses for your master's degree. You have to work and study at the same time. This busy schedule causes you too much stress. In this circumstance, think positively, like you get good pay and experience from your two jobs, and you'll get benefits from your master's degree when you finish it. The difficult time is only temporary.
So, stress isn't always bad, is it?
That's right. Just try thinking in this way. You'll feel more comfortable.
Thank you. The things you have told me have made me feel better already.
Conversation 4. Positive stress and negative stress. Randy and Wendy are talking about ways to cope with both positive and negative stress. Hi, Wendy. Congratulations.
For what?
I was told you've got an exciting new job. It's with a good company and has good pay.
Yes, it is a good company, but it is a big challenge for me. The added pressure is definitely making me feel a little stressed.
I understand, Wendy. But just remember, if you feel stressed from your challenging new job, it is a positive stress.
Yes, I agree with you.
In fact, a little bit of stress is good. But if you can't view this kind of stress positively, it can be changed into negative stress.
I know. Negative stress is harmful.
That's right.
How do you manage harmful stress?
I think the most important step in learning to manage harmful stress is to relax.
Conversation 5. Positive stress and negative stress continued. What's a healthy way to manage stress?
A healthy way to manage stress combines exercising with relaxation techniques, such as meditation, praying, petting an animal, or deep breathing. Breathing exercises are very helpful.
Why are breathing exercises very helpful?
Because oxygen is the very most important compound for the heart, brain, and every other major organ of the body. Limiting our intake of oxygen can affect our bodies. Therefore, breathing exercises can be very helpful for reducing stress.
Are there any other ways to cope with both positive and negative stress?
Yes, there are many ways to cope with both of them.
Great.
Here are 5 ideas you can try to control stress. Take control of what you can. For example, if you're working too many hours and don't have enough time to study, you may need to cut back your work hours. Give yourself a break. Remember that you can't make everyone in your life happy all the time. Forgive yourself. Remember that it's okay to make mistakes now and then. Don't commit yourself to things you don't want to do. If your friends invite you to go out and you're tired and don't want to go with them, tell your friends you'll go another time. Find someone to talk to. It gives you a chance to express your feelings.
Unit 4. Food treatments. Basic expressions.
Are you doing a project about diet and a healthy heart?
What's the right diet?
Can we share some of your findings?
I suffered from arthritis pain for a long time, actually.
Is garlic the only food item that kills pain?
I've got many ways to cope with trouble sleeping and to reduce stress.
What are the rules of sleep hygiene?
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Diet and a healthy heart. Two friends are talking about how to keep a heart healthy.
Hi, Patty. Are you doing a project about diet and a healthy heart?
Yes.
How's it going?
I'm in the middle of it. I found a lot of information for my project. Do you know what disease is the number one cause of death?
Cancer.
No, cancer isn't the number one cause of death.
What's number one then?
Heart disease.
Really? Do you think so?
Yes. Heart disease causes people to die suddenly and without warning. No cancer acts that fast.
So keeping your heart healthy is very important.
You're absolutely right.
Conversation 2, Diet and a Healthy Heart, continued. But how do you keep your heart healthy?
Everyone should be asking this question. One of the most important things is a good diet. The right diet helps keep your arteries clear and reduces the risk of heart problems.
What's the right diet?
You can do some research using the internet, books, etc. I did some research on heart-healthy diets for my project.
That's great. Can we share some of your findings?
Sure. Here are 10 ideas for a heart-healthy diet that I have found in my studies. Eat less fat. Eat fish. Eat lean cuts of meat. Eat skinless chicken and turkey. Eat fewer fast foods. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Try low-fat baked snacks instead of chips and other fried snacks. Try low-fat dairy products. Try low-fat cheese and margarine. Limit sweets.
This is great. I will try to make some of these changes in my diet right away.
Make healthy food choices, the earlier the better. Don't wait for heart problems to happen.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much. Conversation 3. Reducing arthritis and chronic pain. Alice and Sandra are talking about ways to reduce arthritis pain and chronic pain.
Hi, Alice. You asked for leave for several days. Is something wrong?
Yes, my leg is bothering me a lot. It is so painful I couldn't walk normally. I think I have arthritis.
I know the feeling. It's awful. But it's a chronic disease. At least 11 million Americans suffer from the daily agony of arthritis.
Did you have this kind of problem before?
Yes, I suffered from arthritis pain for a long time, actually.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
But it's gone. The pain doesn't bother me anymore.
Really? How did you make this problem go away?
I tried many approaches to cope with it, but only two things worked for me.
What are they?
They are nutrition and mind control. Nutrition is the number one approach.
It's unbelievable that nutrition is the number one approach to cope with arthritis pain. I've never heard of that before.
Conversation 4, Reducing Arthritis and Chronic Pain, continued.
It's absolutely true. Scientists at the University of California at San Francisco recently discovered that garlic relieves arthritis pain. Patients who regularly ate garlic reported substantial reductions in pain levels without taking any drugs or other nutritional supplements.
Is garlic the only food item that kills pain?
No. Other research indicates that arthritis patients should take at least 400 international units of vitamin D and 100 milligrams of calcium every day to strengthen their bones.
I see. You also mentioned mind control. What's mind control?
Doctors at the Mayo Clinic reported that deep relaxation is an effective way to deal with chronic pain and the agony of arthritis.
What's deep relaxation?
Well, methods vary. According to the research, one group of patients experienced significant pain reduction by imagining their discomfort as snowflakes falling on their skin and melting away. As the fantasy flakes melted, so did the pain.
Interesting.
Create an image of your pain in your mind, and then have the pain disappear into the sky. You can use any image that works for you. Try these ideas. Perhaps you can banish arthritis and chronic pains forever without drugs.
I will try. Thanks.
Good luck.
Conversation 5. Adequate sleep and good health. Sleep treatments. Kathy is currently undergoing sleep treatment. She is talking about her sleep treatment with Bella. They are talking about the risks of troubled sleep and the 17 rules of good sleep that Kathy has learned during her treatment. Hi, Kathy. How's your sleep treatment going?
Hi, Bella. Thanks for asking. The sleep treatment is working well. I'm feeling better and better now.
That's great to hear. I'm happy for you. My mom has sleeping problems, too. Can you tell me some effective ways to improve her sleep?
Sure. I've got many ways to cope with trouble sleeping and to reduce stress. Here are my notes.
What's in the notes?
It's about the risks of troubled sleep and the rules of sleep hygiene.
What's the risk?
If troubled sleep continues, it increases the risk of more serious health problems, such as heart attack, diabetes, stress, depression, high blood pressure, obesity, etc. It weakens the immune system, too.
That's terrible. What are the rules of sleep hygiene?
There are many rules, such as, before bedtime, do not go to bed until you are drowsy. Take some time to relax and unwind before you go to sleep. Avoid activities that may be emotionally upsetting a few hours before bedtime. Do not make phone calls or receive or take phone calls. Avoid watching TV and action movies. Get up at the same time each morning. Do not take naps during the day. Do not drink alcohol later than 2 hours before going to bed. Eliminate the use of caffeine. Don't consume caffeine after 4 p.m. Do not smoke within 4 hours of your bedtime. Avoid strenuous physical exertion 2 hours before bedtime. Eat light carbohydrates that help promote sleep, such as a snack or a small cup of hot milk, etc. Take a hot water bath. Do relaxation exercises slowly, such as breathe deeply, massage the temples, rub down the feet. Adjust the sleep environment. Make your bedroom sleep-friendly. Keep it cool, dark, and quiet. Get a comfortable mattress. Do not feel guilty before going to bed.
Thank you, Kathy. I'll let my mom try these. I'm sure these ideas will help her.
You're welcome.
Conversation 6. Thyroid problems linked to foods and vegetables.
Hi, Lindsay. How's your thyroid problem?
Thanks, Cecilia. I'm okay. I feel better and better after taking the pills.
That's good. But I've got great news for you about your thyroid problem.
What's the great news?
I read an article called Supercharge Your Thyroid in a magazine.
What does it say?
It says that some foods and vegetables are very helpful for relieving thyroid problems.
What foods are they?
Garlic, beets, turnips, sweet potatoes, dried kelp, tofu, soy milk, soy products, dark chocolate, etc.
How about other foods like seafood or eggs?
Seafood, milk, egg, yogurt, and cheese are good too. These foods are rich in iodine, a mineral that is essential for the manufacture of thyroid hormones.
Does the magazine article say if some foods or vegetables are not good for the thyroid?
Yes, some foods depress thyroid hormones, such as peanuts and cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli.
How about smoking? Is it harmful for the thyroid?
The article doesn't say, but I do think smoking doesn't help thyroid functions.
I agree with you.